just want to retract what we said. We pointed out that the Nachas David goes in that direction. You know, it's in terms of the first Tosfos of the Masechta, the question when you have pain and when you don't have pain, I don't think what we said was correct. You know, I don't think that the Arba Mechusrei Kapara really have enough of a common denominator to, you know, it's to put it in the category of Arba Avos Nezikin as opposed to Arba Shomer. It's Arba Rosh Hashanah, clearly is every Rosh Hashanah is a world in itself. Arba Shomer, in Bechol Zot, there is a point of intersection. I don't see the point of intersection by the Mechusrei Kapara as being any more than that of the Arba Shomer. So I take it back. I don't know what else to stick with Tosfos. The Teretz, there are Yud HaNasi. Sometimes said hey, sometimes didn't say hey, and you know, it's Ot Chazot Lama way to figure out when yes and when no. At least that's my personal feeling. Okay, we left off over here with Rav Papa's statement of Yesh Mehem Kiyotze Mehem Yesh Mehem Lav Kiyotze Mehem, and we saw different understandings of the comparison to the world of Tuma, and now we have to find those Toldos Sehem that are Lav Kiyotze Mehem. The Yotze Behen is the rule. The Lav Kiyotze Behen kind of is the exception. What are those Toldos? And so we start off with the Braisa. Gimel Avos Nemru B'Shor HaKeren HaShem V'HaRegel Keren Menolon D'Tana Rabbanan Ki Yigach Ein Negich Ela B'Keren Shenemar V'Yaslo Tzidkiya Ben Kenana Karnei Barzel V'Yomer Ko Amar HaShem V'Ela T'Negaches Aram Aram V'Omer brings a pasuk from the Torah, B'chor Sharo Hadargo V'Karnei Re'em Karnav V'Hem Amim Yinagach Mai V'Omer V'chi Tema, and it's actually the first pasuk also we see that Negicha relates to a Keren, what's added by the second pasuk. V'chi Tema, the return of Yerikabo, Lo Yalfinan, Toshma, B'chor Shorov, Hadar Lo, B'chulei. That would be L'chora, meaningful reason, but the problem is, Haimelefu, Gili Milsa, Ba'almahu, the Negicha, B'Keren, who, and for a Gili Milsa, a pasuk in Nach would be sufficient. Okay, just to understand the terminology of the Gemara, what is this concept over here of Divrei Torah, Midivrei Kabbalah, Lo Yalfinan? Is this something which is obvious, or which requires an explanation? What would you say? When we speak about Torah Shebichsav, what does Torah Shebichsav include? All of Tanakh is Torah Shebichsav. That's the definition. Torah Shebal Peh is exactly that. It's Torah Shebal Peh until the Esra Sos Lashem at the time of Rav Yehuda HaNasi. This is all Torah Shebichsav. So why would we not be able to learn? In other words, we have to explain the Gemara. Why would we not be able to learn Divrei Torah mi Divrei Kabbalah? So here, I sent you to Rashi in Chulin, who gives a classic explanation. And if you look in Encyclopedia Talmudis under Divrei Kabbalah, he'll quote Rashi in Chulin. No, what does Rashi in Chulin say? Toras Moshe, Kriya Torah, Lefisha Nitna Torah, Lidorot. V'shal Nevi'im, Lo Kari, Ela Kabbalah. Shekiblu Meruach HaKodesh Kol Nevuah U'Nevuah. L'fitzorech hasha'a v'hador v'hamaaseh. Which words within Rashi do you think express the core of Rashi? The words shekiblu miruach hakodesh, or the words l'fitzorech hasha'a hador v'hamaaseh? L'chora, the end of Rashi, namely that this Rashi would be sort of pointing out that l'fi shekiblu miruach hakodesh, in order to sort of be like afal pi shekiblu miruach hakodesh, even though this is also Torah, it's from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's also Torah shebichsav. It's also the word of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. However, the context of Nevi'im is l'fitzarach hasha hador v'hamaaseh, that by its nature it's local as opposed to eternal, and therefore since halacha l'chora has a sense of l'dorei doros, even though there's an issue of, you know, it's what will be ba'olam haba, but or b'mot ha-mashiach, etc. Right? And Haggadah, l'havi l'mos ha-mashiach. You know, it's, does that mean that most Torah was not l'havi l'mos ha-mashiach? That's a question, but it certainly is l'dorot, and this is l'fi ha-tzarech ha-sha ha-dor v'ha-ma'aseh. Okay, so if we have that distinction, in other words, we can't learn out halacha from that which is l'fi tzarech ha-sha. Right? That's basically what Rashi is saying. In Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, we find that he begins with Rashi and then offers a second lashon. Is there anything which is somewhat problematic with this first lashon, with Rashi's assumption that all of them was Levi Tzora Hasha Hador Vamasa? Gemara Megillah, perhaps.
Right, like the
nevuos
that we have are l'doros.
That's what the Gemara Megillah points out, that we had many, many more than men p'ches neviim and zayin nevuos, but the Torah only brought nevuos tzorech hadoros. So we have to now say, according to the first lashon of Rashi, it's tzorech hadoros, but tzorech hadoros in a form of tzorech, namely, we're sort of dealing with a certain form of b'dieved. We're dealing with the reaction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to situations. Since Binu Shnos Dor V'Dor, Shal Avicha Yagedcha, since history repeats itself, it's important to know that, you know, which the mistakes that have been made earlier and the comments of the Nevi'im, because we repeat those mistakes. So rather than having to bring back Nevi'im, we already have the Nevi'im. We know how Nevi'im will relate to intermarriage. We know how Nevi'im relate to Chilul Shabbos. We know how Nevi'im relate to Sinas Chinam, v'chulei v'chulei. So, you know, that's the Tzorech. But the Tzorech, you know, it's more similar to the Rambam, who says that what will Tanakh consist of? Emir Tzashem wa Asid Lavo? Chamisha Chumshei Torah and? And Sefer Yoshua, perhaps, and Megillas Esther. Right? In other words, that's a Kisvuni L'doros. Right? That is sort of a L'chatchila in terms of understanding Zekash Baruch Hu as a Hashgacha. It's not necessarily a reaction to the behavior of Klal Yisrael. Even though we can learn Musar from Megillas Esther, certainly. But the Kisvuni L'doros, you know, has the status more of Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and of course it expresses itself in the way that it's written, in the halachos of what apostles in Megillah, v'chule, but it's also in terms of the content. But in any case, because of this issue of, I think, humble pick my opinion, because of this issue of Tzarech L'doros, so the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz brings another explanation as well. But before he does that, he redefines Divrei Kabbalah. According to Rashi, what does Divrei Kabbalah imply? Kiblu Baruch HaKodesh. Right? It's something which is received. According to the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Nevi is currently Divrei Kabbalah, Al Shem Shehaneviim Kovlim V'Tzo'akim. What is simply Hebrew? Kovlim?
Mourning?
No.
In the context, I guess, rebuking and...
Right, now it's kovlim v'tzoakim. And it was exactly, and it was, this is the giving tochacha. Kovlim v'tzoakim al tzarot hanirot lehem ba'chazon. Kedaminim im tzaok yitzak elai im makbel yakbil. That we're dealing over here with the Nevi'im transferring the reaction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chazon that they saw, to Klal Yisrael, how Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to relate to the behavior of their people. So it's a same shoresh, kuf bet lamed, with a very different meaning. However, yesh mefarish Kabbalah, shekulam kiblu nevu asam mi Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom. In other words, to move back to Rashi's Kabbalah as a transmission, but different than Rashi, kulam kiblu nevu asam mi Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom. V'chein amar Yishayahu, kirvu elai shimuzot, Lo me rosh b'seiser dibarti me'es heyos hasham, b'seiser dibarti, me'es heyos hasham, me'es heyos hasham, sham ani, v'ata Hashem Elokim shlochani v'rucho. Okay, I assume we all looked up this pasuk in Yeshayahu to know what's going on. So what's going on in this pasuk in Yeshayahu, and what is this yesh mefaresh over here, which is different from Rashi? Here we're not dealing with a world of lefi tzorach hashoa hador v'hamaaseh, but what's the issue of Divrei Kabbalah as opposed to Torah Shebech, classic Torah Shebechsav? Classic Torah Shebechsav, kamishachum shei Torah, the Kabbalah is from where? From Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinai, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Sinai is a good question, but the Kabbalah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, right, etc. Where does Neviyus begin? Kulam Kibbol Nevuasam Mi Moshe Rabbeinu, namely that this is already not Hashem to Moshe and then Moshe to Yehoshua, etc., etc. This is beginning with Moshe. Moshe began a tradition. It was the other Kabbalos, whether it's Torah Shebaalpeh or whether it's Torah Sasod, those are all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Torah Shebichsav. But over here, Moshe began a new tradition called Nevuah, namely that the Nevi'im are like the toldos in the world of Tumah, Rishon LeTumah, Sheni LeTumah, that we're dealing with a down step. We're dealing with moving, in other words, that Moshe was the original Navi, and the Lokam B'Yisrael Kamosha Od, and only that Lokam B'Yisrael Kamosha Od is called Torah Shebichsav, and over here we're dealing with the next level, Kiblu Mi Moshe, and that's already cannot learn, you can only learn Halacha from the Avi HaNaviyim, from the Av Navi, you can't learn Halacha from the Tolda, just like an Av is Metamei Adam Behavdil. Tamei Adam Mekelim and the Toldos Metamei Ochlin to Mashkin. So you can learn a halacha from the Av Navi, from Moshe, but since the other Naviim received from Moshe, that's already a downgrade.
What does it mean the other Naviim received from Moshe?
It means that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, and then Moshe to the Naviim, that their chazonot. Are kiviyachol, when we speak about the aspaklaria she'ena me'ira, Moshe Rabbeinu had all of their chazonot on the level of aspaklaria ha'me'ira. Moshe Rabbeinu saw, when you know, it's all of human history, right? Alei Rosh HaPisgah, Ure'ei, and Chazal tell us, Moshe Rabbeinu saw, you know, Eretz Yisrael in Binyan, and Churban, and Binyan. He had a clear vision of all of the nevuot. They received their nevuah, their aspaklaria she'ena me'ira, from Moshe. In other words, that their chazonot are kiblu nevuasa mi Moshe.
They didn't speak to Hashem, they spoke to Moshe.
They had a chazon. They had a chazon of Ruach HaKodesh. That chazon of Ruach HaKodesh, kiblu nevuasa mi Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, that Moshe Rabbeinu had been given that chazon on the level of clarity, and they were given it on the level of a certain degree of fuzziness.
That doesn't mean they got it from Moshe.
So that's what the Pasuk Yeshayahu says. Kirvu Eli. Shim uzot, lo me rosh v'seiser dibarti, me eight heyosa sham ani, that the Nevi'im, all the Nevi'im, this is Rashi in Yishayahu, he quotes the Medrash Tanchuma, me eight heyosa, at the time of Ma'amar Har Sinai, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu v'seiter, sham ani, in other words, the Nevi'im were mekablei HaTorah, that all the neshamos of the Nevi'im were at Ma'amar Har Sinai, they received their nevuah already at Ma'amad Har Sinai. V'ata Hashem Elokim Shalachani V'rucho. And now, X number of generations later, they were given both the permission and the responsibility to transmit that nevuah that they received at Har Sinai to Klal Yisrael. So we're dealing with a downstep. Once we're dealing with a downstep, so you know where it's one can no longer learn halacha. You can't learn halacha from Kiblu Nevuasa Mimoshe Rabbeinu. You can only learn Halacha from that which you get directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not that which you are getting indirectly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very fascinating parish.
That doesn't apply. I thought the way it was just typed in the Pasuk, it sounds like they got it at Har Sinai. In other words, they didn't reveal it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't send them to bring it to Klal Yisrael until later. But
getting it at Har Sinai is the same way that Klal Yisrael received the Torah at Har Sinai. It was from what Korach was at Hamama Har Sinai, right? In other words, we don't view what Korach says as being the same as what Moshe Rabbeinu says. That in other words, Klal Yisrael received the first two Dibros Yashar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the rest they received via Moshe. The Nevi'im received all of their Nevuos via Moshe. That's what he's stressing over here, no? Shekulam kiblu nevuasa mimoshe rabbeinu. And that's the Medrash Tanchuma. That me'et heyota, that when the Torah, or in this situation when the nevuah was created, sham ani, I was there, but not receiving it like the first two dibros directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I received it like the rest of the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, in other words, the halacha can no longer be learned out except from that which Moshe writes, not from that which has this downstep. Ad kan Talmid Rabbeinu Peretz. To the best of my knowledge, this is only in Talmid Rabbeinu Peretz. Okay. This
that,
said,
that was all the Rabbeinu Peretz.
So the first Teretz of Talmid Rabbeinu Peretz is Rashi, just that he has a different etymology for the word Kabbalah. The word Kabbalah, according to Rashi, is Kibul Ruach HaKodesh, is the transmission. According to the Tosafot of Peretz, Kabbalah represents the tochacha, kovlin, the complaint. Kovlin v'tzoakim al tzaros saniros lem, the complaint. In other words, that's the nevuah l'sha. That's l'fi ha'sha, hador v'hamasa. In other words, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, via the Navi, is reacting to a situation. When you react, then that's not halacha. Halacha is being proactive. Halacha is ledoros. It's beyond reaction. It's a question of how we, in other words, what a Kodesh Baruch Hu puts on the table to begin with. In other words, it's not as though a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the parsha of Yifas Torah because we had this terrible situation where a Jew took a captive and, you know, brought her into the house, etc. And we don't want that to happen again. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't react to Klal Yisrael. All the Torah is lechatchila, but the nevuah is already a reaction. It's a b'diavad, and therefore, lost in glavo, we're only going to have that which is lechatchila, not b'diavad. Yes.
So, if the second shot is saying divrei kabbalah, divrei neviim are
second
place. So isn't that the same? Isn't that also equally true to all of Torah except for the first two dibros? So then why can't you learn?
No. The Torah is because it was written by Moshe. Moshe wrote the Torah. Moshe received the Torah directly, and he wrote the Torah.
But he also gave these Nevi'im.
The Seder, some say. So Moshe wrote the Torah. So we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking to us via Grono Shel Moshe v'chulei. Namely, that's considered to be a direct transmission. Masha'en came, what Moshe passed over to a Navi, and then that Navi, in other words, passes it on. So then, you know, that has a status of nevuah, but that, in other words, is not the same. It's again one level less. It's still ruach hakodesh, but we can't learn halacha not because it wasn't said ledoros, as been called quite the Gemara. The nevuahs that we have are tzarech ledoros, but they are, you know, where it's one level down. One level down in terms of their transmission. Again, you know, it's the difference between Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah is what the Rambam speaks about, difference between the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu and Hichlus Yisodi HaTorah and all the other Nevi'im. That's the second terrace. Okay, then, but so the Gemara asks, in other words,
just wanted to clarify before he goes on, between the difference between Rashi's whole saying that
Rashi and the first Teretz of Tosafot Rabbeinu Peretz is that halacha is l'dorei doros, Torah is l'dorei doros, nach is l'fitzora chasha hador v'hamase. That's the first Teretz. In other words, that simply we're dealing with a reaction. As opposed to something which is l'chatchil, which is proactive. Halacha has to be beyond tzorech hashav ador v'hamaseh. The halacha, which is tzorech ador v'hashav v'hamaseh, is what we call hora'at sha'ah. There is a concept of hora'at sha'ah, but that's the exception, not the rule. No one over here wants to say that Karen is a hora'at sha'ah. That there is that possibility, but that's totally the exception. The second teretz of Tosafot Rabbeinu Peretz, which is not in Rashi, is that this Kabbalah that was received was not received directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We speak of the Ruach HaKodesh of Nevuah. It wasn't received directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather it went down a level. Moshe Rabbeinu received all the Nevuos with a degree of clarity at Har Sinai. He passed it over at Har Sinai to the Nevi'im. via their aspakaria she'ena meira, and at certain points in history, they were commanded to be menabe, that nevuah that they received from Moshe Rabbeinu, who had received it from Har Sinai. Not that Moshe Rabbeinu, in other words, and that koach ha-nevuah they received from Moshe Rabbeinu, that cannot generate halacha. It's once removed. They can, you know, it's again giving the mashal hedyot of an av and a tolda. That the av has much more power than the tolda. Moshe Rabbeinu was av ha-neviyim. He's the avi avot ha-neviyim. Mashenke and all the neviyim are ki'ihu toldos of Moshe Rabbeinu. Toldos, not like toldos of Shabbos, similarity. Toldos like in the world of Tumah, that we have, it's being transferred, it's moving a step down, and therefore has less power. Okay, but so the Gemara has such a hava mina, maybe that's why we brought the pasuk from Zos HaBracha, but the Gemara says no, that over here, this principle, the return to Kabbalah, lo yalfinan, is irrelevant because we are not learning out anything. Hai melechu, we're not learning out a halacha from the psukim. What is the purpose of the psukim? Gili milsa ba'alma. I sent you to the Maritz Chayas. How does Maritz Chayas understand Gili Milsa Ba'alma? Sorry, I didn't notice that. I couldn't see it. Okay. So how does the Maritz Chayas understand Gili Milsa Ba'alma?
It's just a perish from the
word. Perish? Perish of the word. In other words, we simply want to know what the word means in Hebrew. Right? Our Hebrew vocabulary is somewhat limited. And we want to know what is the perush of this word in Lashon HaKodesh, and so we bring a raya from the Nevi'im as to what this word means. That negicha means injuring someone with a carrot. That's in other words, and that is not considered to be a world of melech. Correct? Sorry. Near Beinah Kavana Doli Alfina Rak Shimush Hamilos VeOfen HaRaasan BeLuach BeRuach Haga. Sorry, the Lashon Hakodesh. You know, it's a translation. What I didn't send you to because I hadn't seen it earlier was the Meiri. The Meiri gives a different. But I wrote it, put it on the page I'm giving you now. The Meiri says Af Al Pi She'en LaMeidin Divrei Torah MiDivrei Kabbalah Einzu El Einzo. Ela hora'a al bi'ur hadavar, v'kol ha'ne'elam bi'uro, l'meidin et bi'uro, mikol makom. And as opposed to the Maritz Chayos, who limits the perush of Gilui Milsa to the world of Milim, to the world of Lashon HaKodesh, to the world of a dictionary definition, what is the Beis HaBechira broadening it? There was a difference between a hora'a, I mean, no, a melaf, a limud. What's the difference between a limud and a gilui? In other words, the gilui milsa is a hora al biur hadavar. It's not a limud. It's not that which is being taught to us, but rather. It is an uncovering. Kohan ne'elam bi'uro, le'meidin et bi'uro mikol makom. If the meaning is there, just that it is lost from our eyes, that can be learned out from anywhere. What would you say would be the distinction, even before seeing a text, between the in what way is the Beis HaBechira broader than the Maritz Chayos? But more global, namely, even if we have no issue in terms of translation, but we simply have a question as to the realm of items that are included in a certain situation, you know, just to uncover that viewer, that would be considered to be Gila Milsa. I'll give you the Gemara that I view as, you know, it's the Raya for the Meiri. There's a Gemara in Shavuos on the Daf Tes, moving from Daf Tes Amud Aleph to Daf Tes Amud Bez. The Gemara is talking about the Seirim that are brought on Yom Kippur, Rosh Chodesh. I mean, it's talking about in Yom Kippur, not the Sar Lazazel, the Sar Bifnim, that we're dealing with the Yom Kippur, Rosh Chodesh, and Shalosh Regalim. All of them have Seirim. All of them have Korbanot. And so we know, it's our starting off point, is that on Yom Kippur, the Seir comes for a situation of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav that were totally unknown by the individual who transgressed this Aveira. He was totally unaware. And this Seir is going to be atoned for the Tuma that was brought into the Mikdash and the Tuma that was eaten in the Mikdash. That's what's going to be. What about the Korban of Rosh Chodesh? So the Gemara over there says, Amar Kra, Soir Echad Chatos Lashem. We know that that's the language of the Korban of Rosh Chodesh. Chet She'en Makirbo, Ela Hashem Yehe Soir Zeh Mechapir. In other words, that similar to the Soir of Yom Kippur, we have over here a Soir that deals with an Aveira that the person is totally unaware of. Ein ba'yidia, lo b'tchila, v'lo b'sof. He's totally unaware. So Gemara asks, that's what Lashem comes for, to tell us that he's the only one who knows it? Don't we all know the drasha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered for kapara shemi'atati et hayareach, that this is really HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, his kviyachal, his atonement? So he said, no, then the pasuk should have said, al Hashem. Lashem is our drasha. Maybe then that there's no drasha for the kapara and the mi'at of Levana. No. That it says Lashem, it could have said either Al Hashem or Chatas Hashem. It says Lashem, we learn out both. Okay, so then the Gemara says, how do you know that the Korban of Rosh Chodesh is limited to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav? In other words, maybe it relates to every situation where we're dealing with Ein Yediyah B'Tchilah V'Lo Basof, any Aveira that person is totally unaware of, even outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Tana of the Rav Yishmael, Hoil v'zeh ba v'zman kavua v'zeh ba v'zman kavua, as opposed to a normal chatos which is brought upon doing the Aveira, here we have korbanot that are being brought v'zman kavua, the Yom Kippur once a year, and Rosh Chodesh every month, ma zeh ino machaper el altumas mikdash v'kadoshav, av zeh ino machaper altumas mikdash v'kadoshav. So Gemara asks, what about Seirei Roshei Chodashim? So the Gemara says, what's the question? We already pointed out that every time you have a Korban Chatas, which is brought on occasion, that's Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. Hachinami, Kedatam Rav Yishmael. The Gemara says, no. Ikla Mifrach. Imi Rosh Chodesh. You can't learn out Shoshagam from Rosh Chodesh. Shekein Tadir. The Rosh Chodesh is much more common than Shalosh Regalim. Imi Yom HaKippurim. We don't have that issue. Shekein Meruba Kaparaso. So we can't learn out Rosh Chodesh. We can't learn out Shalosh Regalim from Rosh Chodesh. We can't learn out Shalosh Regalim from Yom Kippur. So we have to find another makor for what is the korban of Rosh Chodesh. I'm sorry, Shalosh Regalim. So Gemara asks, just a minute, huh? Gamrin and Rosh Chodesh be Yom Kippur v'lo prachina. We could have asked these questions also when we learned out Rosh Chodesh be Yom Kippur. That Rosh Chodesh is 12 times a year. Yom Kippur is only once a year. Rosh Chodesh, this we only have one kapara, and Yom Kippur we have a lot of kaparas. So how did we learn our first Tana Rabbi Yishmael? Hasam kapara michtav ksiva, gili milsa ba'almahu, avohacha ikula meimar, kula milsa lo gamrina. So the Gemara says that when we have a pasuk by Rosh Chodesh, that we have a korban lechaper, and we know that this lechaper is only on things that are lashem, that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware of, and we find such a situation by Yom Kippur, then we'll say one equals one. We're going to make an equation. That's what we'll call a Giloy Milsa. Masha Einkein, if on Shalosh Regalim, we have no idea at all what form of Kapara is the Korban. There's no Lashem. There's nothing that limits it in any which way to that which was unknown to man. So who says that it's limited to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashah? Why compare it to Yom Kippur at all? There we require a real limud. We require a yalfusa. And to try and learn out Yom Kippur, the moment we have a pircha, we can't learn it out. Namely that there are two types of drashas. One drasha is simply uncovering that which we know all the basic principles about, We just don't know one or two of the details. There, that's called the Gilui Milsa. That's simply uncovering that which is built into the case. We just have to know, what it's most similar to. Masha Enken, when we're trying to learn Yesh Me'ayin, when we're trying to begin, we have this korban of Chatos on Shalosh Shegalim. What in the world is it for? What realm? What level of Shogeg Vehule? There we need a limud. A limud means that we're going to have a limud on which you're not going to have a pircha. In other words, it could be a binyanav, it could be gzera shava, etc. But if we're going to try and learn it from a hekesh, and we have a pircha, the two are really not similar, that's enough to knock it off. Namely, that here we see the phrase gili milsa not being used as a dictionary definition. We don't know what the word in Hebrew lechapir means. No, we know very well what the word lechapir means. But we want to know what are the unique details. So the moment that we have something which is similar, we say that's our gili milsa. That A is equal to B. That fits into the Meiri's definition. It would not fit into the Maritz Chayes' definition. If all that we need is Hora al Bir Hadavar, V'kol HaNe'elam Biuro, L'meiden es Biuro Mikol Makom. Okay, so just to be aware that there is a realm. And again, where do you draw the line? Chazal knew where to draw the line between a Melach and a Gili Milsa. According to Maritz Chayes, it's a no-brainer. A Gili Milsa is when you look up in a dictionary, and anything else is the Alfusa. But the Meiri was well aware of the Gemara in Shavuos, and therefore he gave a broader definition of Gili Milsa, that it is a low-level limud. It's a limud where almost all the places, all the pieces are in place. We just need to fill in the missing piece, and that's only the Gili Milsa. It's just to fill in the last piece of the jigsaw puzzle. That's a Gili Milsa. To build a jigsaw puzzle, Yesh Me'ayin, that's already a Yalfusa, and that can only be done by Divrei Torah. Okay, Adkan, simply for just to know what these words mean when you come across them in Chazal. A Gili Milsa B'Yamahu, the Nebicha B'Keren. Ella, so why then do we have a second puzzle? It's not for the purpose of bringing in Divrei Torah, because this is only a Gili Milsa. We don't need, this can theoretically be learned out from the world of Nach. Ela mahu detema ki polid rachmana beitam lemuad, hanemile, similar to the Yukimta, the first pasuk, bitlusha, avo b'mechuberet, which is not in that first pasuk, ema kulamu edasi, toshma, b'chor sharo hadar lo, that to tell us that even in the Keren Mechuberet, we're going to have the distinction between Tam and Mu'ad. We're going to have the distinction between Chatzi Nezek and Nezek Shalem. That's what the Gemara says. If we think about it, just to put Tosfos and the Rashba in context, if we think about it, how many stages are there in this How many stages do we have in this mahu detema, in this havamina, right? We have a havamina that maybe mechuberet would be kulamu edet. How many stages is the Gemara going through in terms of a logical thought process? I'll give you a hint: one or two. How many stages?
I was going to say two.
I would say two as well. So the second stage we know, but what's the first stage? The first stage, where it's a mahu detema, that we would think that the distinction between tam and muad only is found in tlusha, which is the proof text. It would not be found in mechuberet. What then would be the din of mechuberet in the first stage? Either or. What do I mean by either or? Either all chatzi nezek, irrelevant first time, fourth time. Or all nezek shalem, irrelevant. Namely, that the Torah's distinction, that the first three times chatzi nezek and the fourth time nezek shalem, that only applies to a tlusha. It would not apply to a mechuberet. So what would then be the din of the mechuberet? It would either be always chatzi nezek or always nezek shalem. Once we have those two options, which of them does the Gemara choose?
Why couldn't pater be a possibility?
Why couldn't pater? Okay, three possibilities. Patur, okay. Patur, Chatzi Nezek, or Nezek Shelek. Of these three possibilities, which does the Gemara choose? Nezek Shelek. Right? That the Gemara goes straight to the conclusion. V'chi teima, chi polag rachmana bein tam lemuad hanemim betrusha, avo mechuberet eima, the Gemara could have said eima patur, eima kulo chatzi nezek, or Ema Kula Mu'edet. And the Gemara goes to the Ema Kula Mu'edet. On these two stages, we have Kashas of the Rishonim. Tosfos asks on the first stage, and who asks on the second stage? The Rashba. That's, and we're simply to put them into context. Namely, Tosfos was bothered by the first stage. Why in the world would we move off of Chatzi Nezek? In other words, we'll say the distinction between Chatzi Nezek and Nezek Shalem is only in a Talush, but in a Mu'ad, we would have a different set of principles. Tosfos asks, in other words, Im Tomar Mahi Tesi, where in the world do we get a possibility of this third option of Mechuberet, which the Gemara actually chooses? Mahi Tesi, where would this come from? Im Bitlusha Daya Kitlusha. Namely, the Tosfos was bothered, how do we get to the stage where we're going to choose one of these three possibilities? How does the possibility of Kula Mu'edet ever enter into the picture? That's Tosfos' question. The Rashba says, okay, let's say it entered into our equation. Why was it chosen? If we have three options, Patur, Chatzi Nezek, and Nezek Shalem, that we're going to have a uniform din in Karen Mechubar, why choose that third option? So since we've already seen the Rashba, let's just start off with the Rashba, and then we'll move back to Tosfos, with your permission, okay? I'm aware Tosfos is the first stage, the Rashba the second stage, but the Rashba, all we require in the Rashba is just to polish it up a little. But we already know his terus. Ava Mechuberet Ema Kula Mu'edet Koshali Adarava. Ema kula tamahi l'shalim chatzi nezek bilachud. Dekol lafuke mamona kula latoveya v'chumar l'nitva. To a certain degree, what you're pointing out is that the Rashba could have even expanded his question. How do you know that it's nezek shalim? Maybe it's chatzi nezek, or maybe it's patur. Why do we choose that option, which is the greatest chumrah? In the world of Nezikin, a chumrah for one is a kula for the other. You know, we have a rule in the world of Nezikin, the rule of Mamonos, of Hamotzi Mechavero, Allah Haraya. V'yesh lomar, Adarabba, b'Nezikin Sveka didhu lahachmir ke'isurim. We chose the third option because every Nezik has two aspects to it, both Mamonos and Isurim, and we're going to use the criteria of Isurim. Namely, we brought this Rashba as a proof that the Rashba holds within our question. Is there an Isur Mazik or not? What clearly is the position of the Rashba? Yes. That there is an Isur Mazik. What it is, we don't know. But there is an Isur Mazik, and the Rashba says we're going to use that the Isur Mazik as our criteria when we have a Suffolk. Excuse me?
How do we see that? Maybe you say Lahachmir ki Isurim.
Lahachmir ki Isurim.
Huh? You can say Lahachmir shehu Esther.
Yeah, but what other reason would he have to be Machmir?
But again, if it's pure Mamonos, why in the world would the Suffolk be Lahachmir ki Isurim? L'chorah, the Rashba is saying, is that even though we have over here two options, we're choosing the option of Isurim. Namely, we have a composite. Nezikin is Tashlumen and it's Isurim. And so the Gemara is telling us that when you have something which is both Tashlumen and Isurim, we use the criteria of Ki Isurim. We use the criteria of Isurim. But exactly what Chaim is pointing out is the Achilles heel of the Rashba. Why, if you have a composite, do you choose the side of Isur?
Is the Rashba Lhitase in like other... Like, does he continue this line of, like, and we're trying to discuss, like, Tegu. I know the overwhelming majority agree that we're Mekel on the guy, on the Mazik, in case of, if the Gemara is because of his... Does the Rosh take the other side of that Machlokas?
No, not only does it not give the other side of the Machlokas, but, in other words, but if you have two options, right, in other words, And one of them, in other words, each of them is a rule in its realm. Why? In other words, how did the Gemara know? What's the other Rabba over here? Sveki dehu lahachmir ki isurim. It's like, had the Gemara not said it, if we would have woken up in the middle of the night and you were to ask, I have this composite situation of Isur and Tashlumen, and the Torah doesn't mention the Isur. The Isur is hidden, and some Rishonim don't even have the Isur. The Torah speaks all the time about Tashlumen, and I have a suffix, should I go after Tashlumen or the world of Mamonos or the world of Isurim? I think most of us would have said, let's just stay on the safe side. Right? But staying on the safe side would be Hamotzi Mechavero, all of Haraya. Why jump to be Machmir like in the world of Yisurim? Where did the Rashba pull this hat, this rabbit, out of his hat? In other words, where did he know it from? How, I see it in the Gemara, but how did the Gemara know it? So here we have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Birkas Shmuel. Birkas Shmuel. And again, we have to remember who the Birkas Shmuel was, that he was the Talmud of Reb Chaim. He sat in Reb Chaim Shiurim. What we have Reb Chaim Pi Ashmua, we have from him. And Reb Chaim, in his Shir, said that it's a Svara. You don't have to come onto this Rashba. Barer that there is an Isur in the world of Nezikin. Where is it learned out from? What's the proof of Reb Chaim, remember? We have Kofir, Kapara. There's no concept of atonement unless you have an Aveira. Where is it learned out from? So that Reb Baruch Bira said, Reb Chaim used what pasuk? Below Yishmeren. Okay. So Reb Chaim is telling us that we have an Easter of Mazik from Velo Yishmeren. And the Gemara, the Rashi is telling us that we're going to use that Lo Yishmerenu as the criteria when we have a Safek in the world of Kerem. So here, the Birkas Shmuel raises a question. He points out that every one of these Avos Nezikin have Pturim, right? That we saw on Daf Hei Amud Beis, that when the Gemara was trying to figure out why the Arba Avos were all mentioned in the Torah, can't we really learn all them out one from the other? So the Gemara says, Elo lehilchasa kasvinu rachmana. I'm sorry, Elo lemayilchasa kasvinu rachmana lehilchoseyem. The uniqueness of Keren is a chalik ben tam v'muay. The uniqueness of Shein v'regel is the potron birshus harabim. The uniqueness of bor is liftar boas hakelim, and the uniqueness of esh is tam. Right? Those are the unique pturim. So ask Rav Baruch Ber, what if we have a suffix, if one of these pturim exists or not? We have a suffix in a certain situation, we'll call that tam. Right, that we have it, that maybe it's half covered. Or we have a suffix as to whether something would be defined as a kli. Or we have a suffix as to whether the area in which this occurred was really a rishus harabim or not a rishus harabim. It was tzidei rishus harabim, right? We have a suffix. So the Rebbe said, how do we view a suffix ptur? In other words, what over here will we view as our criteria? In other words, that one could view it theoretically from one of two perspectives. One could view it that the ptur, we speak about tamun. Why is tamun patur? We could say tamun is patur, meaning that there is no tashumin and no iser. That pater means mutter. Or we could say no. It means pater aval aser. That we know that many times in the Gemara, pater means mutter, and many times it means pater from tashlumin, but it's still aser. We speak about grama ben ezekin. What is the status of grama ben ezekin? It's mutter. It's pater aval aser, right? That there's an iser of mazik, even in grama. That's what all the Rishonim who said there's an iser of mazik, even in grama there's an iser. It's just it's pter from tashlumin. So how do we view, if grama, we're saying, is patur aval aser, what about tamun? What about kelim? What about rishus harabim? What about chatzin nezek? Are these pturim from tashlumin, or are they basically meaning that there is no iser at all? Or if we want to put it in a different framework, the Easter that we're dealing with is Lo Yishmerenu, namely that within our Chakira of why you pay in the world of Nizkei Mama, Reb Chaim and Reb Baruch Ber cruelly say, like the Torah, you pay because you didn't watch your animal. The Torah insisted that you watch your animal. You were Lo Yishmerenu. You're paying because you didn't watch your animal. So is the Ptur of Hilchos Seihem in this situation, when you have Rishus HaRabim, or when you have Taman, there's no need to watch? Is that what we're saying? There's no need to watch because there's no Tashlum and there's no Iser? Or we're saying, no, there's still a need to watch, but if I don't watch, I'm Potter. Namely that I still have a need to watch. And if I don't watch, there's going to be an Easter. But it's not going to be a Tashlum. I mean, how do we view the Peturim? Do we view these Peturim like we would view the Petur of Grama? That I should watch myself. If I don't, I'm over an Easter, I don't have to pay. Or do we view these Peturim, as meaning that it's simply off the radar screen? There's no chiyuv to watch something which is tamun. There's no chiyuv which to watch kalim in terms of a boar. There's no chiyuv to watch your animal when he's a rishus harabim. Which of these directions do we go? So Rabbi Baruch Ber said there's certainly room to distinguish between these peturim. There's room to distinguish between tamun and kalim on one hand, and between rishus harabim and chatzi nezek on the other hand. Why am I making the dividing line at that point? In other words, which of these peturim would you view as more arbitrary, and which of these peturim would you view as more reasonable? Rishus harabim chatzi nezek has svaros. Ma she'en kein tamun, it's gzeras hakasuv. Kelim, it's gzeras hakasuv. So there's room to say that when I have a svara, so then I don't have to even watch. Namely, this is not in the realm of nezek, neither in the world of tashlumei nezek, nor in the room of Easter nezek. If my animal eats fruits in rishus harabim, not only am I potter for paying, but there was no Easter. There was no Easter. I'm not supposed to watch my animal in rishus harabim. Let the nizak beware. He knows that my animal is going to walk in rishus harabim. My animal has right to walk in the rishus harabim. Masha'en came tamun. I'm off the hook in terms of tashlumen. But who says there's no Easter? Kalim, I'm off the hook in terms of tashlumen. Now let's come back to our sugya. What do we look at when we have a suffix in the areas of these peturim? If we have a suffix in the area of tamun and kalim, is this tamun, is this not tamun? Are these considered to be kalim? Are they not to be considered kalim? What, and we pointed out, tamun and kalim are basically a p'tur tashlumen. If we have a suffix as we have a p'tur tashlumen, what should be the rule?
All of the
iser,
which we know about.
Again, in other words, again, vada there's an iser. As we're saying, that in the world of tamun and kalim, vada there's an iser. I have a suffix, is there tashlumen? So then, hamotzi mechaber av haraya. But if I have a suffix, if this is Rishus HaRabim, if I have a suffix, if this is the first three times or the fourth time, is this Tam or Muad, then what would you say? Namely, I have a suffix, not only do I pay, what's my suffix?
Is it
an Iser? Do I have an Iser? Is there an Iser? What then would I, maybe Dr. Curry, be? That would already be Ki Isu Rayu.
It's still both, though. Both the suffix Iser and a suffix Tashlumen.
But we're saying that the you're 100% correct. But the difference is, you know, in terms of the core. In other words, that when we have an Iser and Tashlumen, we say that the Tashlumen stem from the Iser. When we have only Tashlumen, and an Iser, we say that the Tashlumen stem from the Iser. So we have to work on the other side. When we have, let's try and work it out together. In the world of Tamun and the world of Kalim, irrelevant if it's Taman or not Taman, Kalim or not Kalim, we have an Iser. Our question is there Tashlum? So if we have a Suffolk in that realm, so we say Hamotzi Mechavero Olav Haraya. Masha Ein Kain, if we have a situation where we are understanding that the reason for the Ptur Tashlumin is because there is no Iser, then if the Ptur Tashlumin is stemming from the fact that there's no concept over here of Yishmerenu, and we have a suffix as to whether this situation requires Shmira or not, so then we're going to say that suffix da'araisa l'chumra, that since the Tashlumin will stem from the Iser, and we have a question as to whether in this situation we have an Iser. If we have an Iser, we're going to have Tashlumin. If we don't have an Iser, we're not going to have Tashlumin. Then we're going to go after the principle of the Iser. When the Tashlumin is menutak from the Iser, there's going to be an Iser ech shaloiye, but the Tashlumin, the Ptur Tashlumin is menutak. Then if we have a Suffolk, if we have a Ptur Tashlumin, we'll say Hamasu Chavel Haraya. But when the Tashlumin is a result of the Iser, if there is an Iser, there's Tashlumin. If there's no Iser, there's no Tashlumin. Then we're going to say that in a Suffolk d'oraisa l'chumra. That is what, you know, as the Rebbe Achmir points out. Namely, when the Gemara over here says, since over here we're not sure, do we use the criteria of Tam, or do we use the criteria of Mu'a? Do we use the criteria of Chatzi Nezek, or do we use the criteria of Nezek Shalem? We're dealing over here within not the Ptur of Bor or the Ptur of Esh. We're dealing with the Ptur of Keren, Shein, Veregel. The Ptur of Keren, Shein, Veregel are the Iser over there is the source of the Tashlum. So if we have a Suffolk, we're going to say Suffolk d'oraisa l'chumra. Had our Gemara had a Suffolk in the world of Taman, in Achinami, it would have said Hamotzi Mechavero Olav Haraya. Okay, in other words, that our Gemara is in other words, that according to Rebbe Baruch Be'er, our Gemara is working over the distinction between the Avos Nezikin. And within the realm that we're dealing with, if we're going to say that this is Chatzi Nezek, actually this is going to, of course, link in with the Rebbe Natan that we're going to come to, but that Chatzi Nezek would imply that Me'ikar Hadin, there should be no payment, it's only a Knas. In other words, if we're working off, you know, the fact that there's no, we're not sure whether there's a Chiyuv Shmira, or would we have Nezek Shalem, which would imply that you should pay everything because of you're responsible to watch. So we'll say that whether we're going to view it from this perspective or that perspective, we'll say Safek D'oraisa L'chumra. Okay, so that's the Rebbe there on the Rashba. Beseder? However, what we do have is Tosfos in front of us. And Tosfos in front of us is built on Rabbeinu Tam, he himself says. And so we have to understand how Rabbeinu Tam understood the world of Chatzi Nezek and Nezek Shalem to be able to understand our Tosfos. So let's, with your permission, okay, so the Rashba, in other words, what he says, that we're viewing it from the perspective of Iser, it's because we're using the world of Peturim, the world of Hilchoseihem, in which the Mamonos is linked in with the Iser. Had we been using the Peturim that are purely Peturei Mamon, but have nothing to do with the Iser, in Achinami, we would have said, Hamotzi Mechavero Olav Haraya. That's within the Rashba. Within moving to Rabbeinu Tam, let's just move for a minute to Daf Tesvav Amud Aleph. That's where the world of Tam and Muad is centered. In the middle of the Amud, we have two dots: Itmar, Palga Niska. We have Gzeras Hakosav of Chatzi Nezek. Rav Papa Amar Mamona, Rav Huna Bereid, Rav Yeshua Amar Knasa. Rav Papa Amar Mamona. That a shor in its nature is dangerous. A shor by its nature requires watching. And therefore, bedinhu, if you didn't watch it, the boy lishlume kule, you should feel a responsibility for your shor. And you should pay nezek shalem, just like any other area where you have a responsibility to watch. Rachmana hu dechasale akati gohi ayat Torah, that you can claim that you had no idea that your shore was dangerous. It had never behaved in this manner previously, or even if it did, it was a total exception. So the Torah allows you to pay chatzi nezek. Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua amar k'nasa. Kasav are stam shvarim b'cheskas shimor kayame. Shvarim are basically tame. U'bedinu d'lola shalein klau, because you could not have expected it. Rachmana hu dekanse ki hecha delintere latur. The Torah knew that there are a certain percentage of shvarim who do damage, and therefore to get you to watch your shore, they gave you this knas of chatzi nezek. Okay, you're teaching, let's say, a 10th grade shiur in Gemara. You want to explain the machlokes of palga niska mamona, palga niska knasa. You want to understand the machlokes of stam shvarim b'cheska shimur kayame, or stam shvarim la b'cheska shimur kayame. What would you tell your 17-year-old or 16-year-old students? What's the machlokes?
Does your shore come with a guaranteed shmira? As a little sticker.
Well, maybe he'll start a debate. Would you explain to them that we have a machlokes b'mitzius as to whether a shore is tame or a shore is not tame?
No, we have.
They'll tell you that's absurd. What should you? What should have Chazal done? They should have done a survey, and they should have seen. You know, whereas what is the status of shvarim? What kind of machlokes is there? Machlokes b'mitzius. So, what would you have told them every time you get to a case which appears on the surface to be machlokes b'mitzius? How do we explain it?
What Hagdara is of regular.
And we said everyone agrees there's a certain percentage of shvarim that cause damage. Let's throw out a number, 37% of shvarim, it's likely they're going to cause damage. But the question is, where do we draw the line between that which you should watch or that which you shouldn't watch? Do we draw the line at 50% or do we draw the line at 30%? So the man do amar stam shvarim b'cheskas shimur kayemei. He holds that we draw the line at 50%, and this shore is b'cheskas shimur. In other words, that he's only 37%. There's no reason to watch him. Mashein came. The other one draws the line at 30%, and this shore is above the line. Namely, the question is in terms of our responsibility, not in terms of the shvarim. We know we've done all the studies, but the machlokes is where we draw the line. No, that's classic. Right? And we believe in it. It's not as though that this is somehow, you know, we're just saying it, you know, to push away questions. We really believe that Chazal had different criteria, and therefore they came up with different conclusions, even though they all knew the same mitzvahs. However, Rabbeinu Tam said what? Let's look at Rabbeinu Tam on Daf Hei Amud Beis. The context of the Gemara is that had we had Bor and one of the other Avos Nezikin, we would have been able to learn out all the Avos Nezikin except for Keren. Right? We would have been able to say Kulhu, all of them would be similar to Bor and let's say Regel. Shekain, in other words, Kulhu, we've said Asya Kulhu b'memeh hatzad levad mikeren mishum deikla mifrach malo Kulhu shekain mu'adim mitchilasa. Uleman da amar adaraba keren adifa shekavanaso lahazik afilu keren name Asya. Namely, there were two deos in the Gemara. Could we have learned out keren from all the other of us Nezikin or not? Some say we couldn't have learned out Keren because all the others are Muad Mitchilasan and Keren is not. And others say, no, Keren is super Muad Mitchilasan. Not only is it Muad Mitchilasan, it's even Kavanas Alahazik. Borer we pay Nezek Shalim on Keren. Who are these two Mamda Amars? Rashi says, I don't know. In other words, you know, I don't know where this is coming from. Lois Parish Hecha, we find such two Mamda Amar. But what does the Rebbe Tam says? Aim lefarishim eshalman nezek shalem. In the first side, the imkain keren nami asya kevan deloksiv. Elam afarishim benotam muadam betchilasan haynu shedarkan lahazik. Ma sheein kain bekeren the stam shvarim becheska shimur kayeme lemandomar palva niska knasa. O lemandomar adra vekeren adifa haynu lemandomar palva niska mamona shedarko lahazik. Velo kayeme becheska shimur. These two mandarim are daf tesvav amud aleph. This is Rav Papa and Rav Huna v'Reger Rav Yoshua, the one who holds that Paganiska is kenasa, because we assume that stam shvar becheska shimur kayame. It's totally unexpected. We couldn't learn that out from the other nezikim. That's the first side. But the man the amar that Paganiska mamona, really you should pay full nezik, because your shor requires watching. Your shor is no different than a boar, than an eish, and then a shein, and a regular, requires watching. It's even worse, because it's kavanasa lahazik. In other words, it's not even being done innocently, it's being done deliberately. So barer we have nezik shalem. Namely, whether we can compare Karen to the other avos nezikin or not, depends upon this machlokas. If we say the chati nezik mamon, it means Karen is like all the other avos nezikin, but hatorah chasa alav. But we are blind, and the Torah gives us a dispensation for our blindness, even though objectively there's no difference between Karen and Shein, Regel, Bor, and Esh. They're all muad mitchilasa. Karen is even worse, but we're blind to it. My dog couldn't harm a person. My dog is the sweetest dog in the world. We're blind to the fact that it's a dog, the fact that it requires shimur. The manda amar palganiska kanasa, really Karen is totally different. It's something totally unexpected. We couldn't compare it at all to any of the other avos nezikin. With this, now let's move back to the Tosas and the Beis Amidbeis. Tosas Beis Amidbeis was bothered. Why would we think that Mechuberet should have three options? Patur, Chatzi Nezek, or Nezek Shalem. Why would we think that you'd pay Nezek Shalem? In Toma Mehechi Tesei, Imi Trusha, if we're going to say, well, Trusha is Karen and Mechuberet is Karen, Daya Kitrusha, Daya Olavamin Hadin Lios Kenida. Trusha is black and white in the Pasuk. That's our first Limud. Imi Shara Avos, would we win out the Nezek Shalem from the other Avos Nezikin? Tainach lamanda amar Karen adifa de kavanasa lahazik. According to the second manda amar on Hey Amud Beis, which is the manda amar of Palga Niska Mamona, according to Ben Otam, afilu Karen oskim, and first Ben Otam lekaman, hainu lamanda amar Palga Niska Mamona, isle stam shvarn, mulav becheska shimur kayame. Our Gemara would be perfect, according to, if you compare Karen bechubar to the world of Shein, Regel, Eish, etc., that would give you a Nezek Shalem. So says, I have no problem according to that Manda Amar. But that's only one Manda Amar. However, Aval Manda Amar, Palga Niska Kenosa, the Isle Stanshuram Becheska Shir Mekayame, if we view from the perspective of Palga Niska Kenosa, which means that Shvarim are not expected to do damage, Lo Asya Karen Mikulhu. You could not have learned out Karen from the other Avos Nezikin. Darina Lekaman, Kishad is Bor Benayu Asukulu Lavarni Karen. Ika Lebifrach, Heinu Adam Mitchilasen. By the other Avos Nezikin, we expect them to damage. Perish Darkon Lahazit. Mashain came Karen, according to the Manda Amar, Palganiska Kanasa, Becheska Shimur Kayame. So how would the Manda Amar, Palganiska Kanasa, learn our Sidhu? That's Tosus' question. Where would Nezek Shalem ever enter into the picture? If we only know that the Torah is talking about Tolush, so Tolush is Chatzi Nezek, so Mechuberet should be Chatzi Nezek. And if you want to learn from the other Avos Nezikin, they're all Mu'ad Mitchilasa, they're all Darkon Lahazik. Mechuberet is not Darkon Lahazik. If we say Pagadiska Mamona, our sugya is Kafta Beferach, we could learn out Karen, the Nezek Shalem would be, because it's similar to the other Avos Nezikin of Darkon Lahazik. But if we're learning like Palga Niska Kenasa, V'yeshlamar demanda amar Palga Niska Kenasa, Hade ko'amar avo b'mechuberet, Eima kula mu'edetu, V'yeshalim nezek shalim b'pam harishona, Lav mishum di'instrit kra lashminan, She'ein mu'edet, Ela hatana vutzrach lashminan, Lohavi raya men apasa d'mechuberet, Nami have b'chal negicha. Namely, we're not coming to prove that Karen pays Nezek Shalem. There's no way of proving Karen pays Nezek Shalem. What we want to say is that Karen, Mechuberet, is Karen. Ela shalotite lomar denegicha hainu tlusha dumi dekarne barzitkiyo ve Mechuberet darko lahazik mitchiloso ve nilman bibor b'chad mehoavos. Maybe Mechuberet is b'chal, not the Karen of the Torah. The Karen of the Torah on which we say Paganiska Kenasa, that's tlusha. But this mechuberet, this is not Karen. This is like Shein and Rego. That's what the Gemara had to have. In other words, if we only had the pasuk of the karnayim of Tzidkiyah bar Knana, we would have thought that only Karen Tolosh is defined in the Torah as Karen, and only that comes under the Gzeres HaKosuf of Chatzin Nezek Knasa. Mashe Ein Kein, Karen Mechuberet, maybe that Bechlal is Shein Verega. That's Darko Lahasik, according to the Mando Amar, the Palga Niska Mamona. That's Darko Lahasik, and therefore would be Nezek Shalom. Kamash Malan, that is Karen. Kamash Malan, that it's Karen. Namely, that according to Tosfos, we have over here two ways of learning our sugya. According to the Mando Amar Palga Niska Mamona, we learn our sugya that we would have a Havamina, that the distinction between Chatzi Nezek and Nezek Shalem would only be by the Karen of Talush, not by the Karen of Mechubar. Because the Karen of Talush is... that would be Knas, but the Karen of Mechubar, Chatziniska, Mamona. That's Darko Lahasik. Kamash Malan, that even the Karen of Mechubar has a din of Chatzinezik. Chos Rachmana Aleh. Mashenken, according to the man Do Amar, Palga Niska, Knasa, so we have this exception in the Torah of Karen, which we don't expect anything from. That's the Karen Talush. But the Karen Mechubar, that's Darko Lahasik. That should be Nezek Shalom, like all the other Rabbis from Zikin. Kamash Malan. No, this also comes under the Karen of the Torah.
How's he answering the question? Why would you assume that Karen Mechubar is Darko Lahasik? Why isn't the Gemara Daf Hei saying, no, these are more than Tchilas, and this is not...
Because the Karen that's being spoken of on Daf Hei in the days is Karen Talush. If we only had the Pasuk of Ayaslo Tzidkiyah Be'kna Karnei Barzel, we would say that the Karen of the Torah would be the Karen Talush. In other words, Ma'od Etema, Kipal Grechmona, Bein Tam Lemuad, Hanemin Betrusha. That the Torah is only talking about the Karen Talush. But the Karen Bechubar would be Nezek Shalem. That's why we need the second Pasuk to tell us that's also Karen. That's the uniqueness, that's the way the Tosus wants to learn. Namely, that how we'll learn our Gemara over here, what was the Havamin and what's the Maskana, is it a question of what is Karen? Or is it a question, what's the din of Mechubar? And maybe just to... That according to the Mando Amar, Palga Niska Mamona, so the Hava Mina is that Karen, which is Chatzinezek, the Torah says Karen of Chatzinezek, is Rak Tolosh. That's the Hava Mina. And the Maskana, why? Because the Chuberet is Darkon Lahasik. Because it's Stam Shma, you know, it's because this is the Mando Amar of Paganiska Mamona. The Maskana is that the Karen of the Torah, which is Chatzinezek, is Talush and Mechubar. That even though Karen is Darko Lahasik, Chas Rachmana Aleh. That's according to Manda Amar Palga Niska Mamona. According to the Manda Amar Palga Niska Knasa, so the Havamina was Bevadai, all Karen is Chatzinezek. All Karen is Chatzinezek. And the only Karen, the Rak Tolush, is Karen. Only Tolush is this Karen, which is Chatzinezek. The Maskana is that Karen is Tolush and Mechubar. And the difference between the Havim and Maskana is what is Karen. Not the question is what is Chatzinezek. According to the first, Mandam or Paganiska Mamona, the question is, what pays Chatzinezek, Tolush or Mechubar? The Havamina only Tolush, the Maskana Tolush and Mechubar. According to Paganiska Knasa, certainly Karen only pays Chatzinezek. There's no question that Karen pays Chatzinezek. But when the Torah speaks about Karen, what's Karen? Maybe only Tolush is Karen, because we only have the Pasuk of Tzidkiyah Bar Knana. Kamash Malan, the Pasuk of Bechor Shoah Hagarlo, that even Mechubar is Karen. Even Mechubar is Karen. Okay? Again, because they view, in other words, simply, in other words, this man Damar, Palganiska Knasa, even a Karen Mechubar is Becheska Shibur Kayimit. even you know the whole time. So what, how would we ever get to the world of Nezik Shalem? Well, because you only have Chatzi Nezik by Keren, and anything which is not Keren is going to be Nezik Shalem. Those are our two options. And so the Maskana is no. Our Havamina was, if you only had one Pasuk, only Tolosh is Keren. The Maskana is Tupsukim, the Tolosh and Mechubro. But what we have is an overview of the world of Keren in the eyes of Rabbeinu Tam. We'll stop over here because Rabbi Ben Nosh has to give a shiur. We'll continue on Sunday, just continue with the fact that what we're seeing over here is part of the difficulty of defining Keren. Namely, if as long as we dig on the level of Kavanas Lahazik, everything is simple. Keren is Kavanas Lahazik, fine. But the moment that we move over to other sugyas where Keren appears to be Meshuna, so the question is Keren really Meshuna? And that may be very totally, according to Rabbeinu Tam, on these two tracks. The moment that Rabbeinu Tam understands this as a machlokis on the nature of Keren, so we may have different definitions of Keren according to Agoniska Mamona, or according to Pagan Kanasa. Leonardo, I'll give you a sheet of Mark Thomas, beginning morning Seder tomorrow.
Yes, thank you very much, Rabbi.